The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Wednesday, the 30th of May. In your Squiz today, proposed superannuation changes. We all have it. Barnaby Joyce taking extended leave. US TV show Roseanne has been axed. And our three-minute Squiz with ABC London's Bureau Chief, Lisa Miller. This is your Squiz today. Claire, you are way ahead of this one, and keen squizzers will already be all over it from yesterday's edition. Proposed changes to superannuation have ruffled a few feathers.
Yeah, and I guess what's been teased out since yesterday morning is that there's really two sides to this of where people are lining up. And on one side, we have the unions, and that's because they're very heavily tied up with the industry super funds. They're a lot of those funds that are the default accounts, although it's important to point out that a lot of those funds are also in that very high performing list. So there's that. And then on the other side, of course, we have the coalition government, which has a very keen interest in breaking the power of the unions and the hold that they have over those industry super funds. So it's one of those things where there's a few ideological battles playing out in this. But at the end, they all say that having a better super system is good for everyone. So let's hope that they keep their eyes on that main prize.
Now, Barnaby Joyce has had his fair share of Squiz airtime this year. His controversial paid interview with partner Vicky Acampin, which will air on 7 Sunday night, is one thing, but now he's announced he's taking extended leave.
Yeah, well, certainly on the leave, this was announced pretty late in the day yesterday, and while a reason hasn't officially been given, his colleague Darren Chester said that it's fair enough to understand that he's done that given the sort of stress that he and his family have been under for the last 6 or 12 months. So, we'll wait and see, I guess, whether an official reason is given today. But, of course, it was another bruising day yesterday with Joyce telling the media that given it hadn't burned out as an issue, it was only fair then that Vicky Campion made the call to have an interview with Sunday Night, which is they're getting paid, or rather Sebastian, their son in trust, is going to be paid for the interview. It was fair enough given the media were making money out of it. So, yeah, it was a pretty fever pitch yesterday, and Joyce is now bowed out for a few weeks.
The EU is trying to reduce marine litter by 70% by proposing a ban on the 10 items found most commonly in waterways and beaches. I, for one, want to know what the items are.
Yeah, it's single-use plastics. So we're talking about things like straws, cotton buds, plastic cutlery. One that was a bit of a surprise were balloon stands, you know, the long plastic balloon stands. So it's all part of a push. And really, the UK is onto this as well to try and keep the oceans a little bit cleaner.
Now, the news overnight, Roseanne, the US TV show that has just returned to screens, it's already been axed. What's happened?
So Roseanne Barr, who's quite a controversial figure, and she really has been for quite a while, she's made a big comeback with her program, Roseanne, and it's really about, I guess, the counterculture of a Trump supporter, and it caused quite a stir with her comeback. But she's put out on Twitter something that the network that produces the show says is unforgivable, and really she compared a former Obama staffer to an ape on Twitter. So, and the staffer was an African-American woman. So, yeah, she's off the air, and thing to look at for today, I guess, is to see whether Channel 10 cancels it from Aussie screens.
Now, I'm a perennial list maker from way back, so I love a good ranking story. You've got the top brands and the best passport. Who are the winners?
So top brands, it's Google, and the next on the list is Apple and Amazon. So despite their recent challenges, big tech is certainly still doing okay. And the interesting thing on that most valuable brand list is that China has two brands in the top 10 for the first time, and that's Tencent, which is a tech company, and Alibaba, which is the big e-commerce company. So there's that one. And then Best Passport winner is Japan, and Australia comes in sixth, and that's ranked on how many countries you have access to without requiring a visa. And for Australians, that's 183 countries. So get your passport out and get moving.
And it's Wednesday, so it's 3 minute Squiz Day. We've done an interview with ABC London's Bureau Chief Lisa Miller. She recently covered the royal wedding, and there's an absolutely cracking photo of her yelling at Prince Harry, trying to get his attention, and I just think her interview is hilarious.
She's a funny girl.
Yeah, so make sure you check that out in the email today. The song title today, Claire, what have we got?
So I'm holding out for a hero, and given, you know, it's a superannuation kind of week, I was thinking about superheroes and all the rest. But, of course, the debate for workers is probably going to need a hero to steer it through. So there you go.
There you go. Now, open the email every day this week. You'll go in the draw to win tickets to Vivid at Taronga Zoo. And if you're not a Sydney sider, you'll win a book pack from Booktopia. Thanks for listening. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.
A message now from our podcast partner, BHP. The steel made from iron ore plays an important role in providing the production of our energy infrastructure, from wind turbines to power poles. So cutting carbon emissions in iron ore production is key. It's why BHP has committed to a solar and battery agreement to help power its port facilities at Port Hedland. It's happening now at BHP.